This storm has caused confusion and delay.
You have caused
confusion and delay.
That is the pure face prejudice.
Daisy is just the ultimate fart. Daisy is just the ultimate fart.
Your impatience has caused confusion and delay. This storm has caused confusion and delay. You are causing confusion and delay. You cause confusion and delay.
26 years old and you can't even drive? I can. Are you stupid, eh? Are you a stupid fool? Well, why can't you drive then? You can't even drive. Bit grey today.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of The Deepest Law. I'm here today with Dave.
Mr. AA, are you there? Mr. AA, are you there? Can you hear me, sir? Can you guys hear me? Oh, okay. Yeah, let me message him on Twitter. All right, until he gets back in, I will introduce myself, I guess. Thank you guys so much for having me. I am Big Dave Martell. I'm editor-in-chief of the Bizarre Archives, Weird Tales of Monsters, Magic, and Machines, which is a pulp publication that brings out great genres of books from the old pulp era, such as cosmic horror, science fiction, fantasy, et cetera, et cetera. So you can go check that out over at thebizarrearchives.com. Buy some great books from guys just like me and you. Lots of great books coming out. We got coming out, we have a few reprints from great legends of yesteryear. And we also have a sequel for a great fantasy series from one of our stars, Mr. M.S. Jones. It's going to be the Sacred Times Part 2. So if you want to get caught up with that great fantasies, high fantasy series, go over to thebizarrearchives.com, click the links. We might even have some in stock still. So go over and pick up a copy of that before Part 2 drops, which will be very, very soon. And today what we're going to talk about, I guess we're going to wait for Mr. AA. I guess this is my show now. Okay. Let me see what's up with him. So what we're going to be talking about today is the Bizarre Archives, which focuses on books. We produce books, we print books, we publish books from new and upcoming authors, as well as authors from yesteryear. But we're also very interested in art as a whole, right? We're very interested in art in general. So we get into things like music, things like actual paintings. We're very interested in getting into tabletop games. And one of the art forms, if you want to call it that, I know there's some debate about whether or not it is an art form. One of the things that we're very, very interested in getting into is video games. So video games are something that it draws a little bit of contention. Mr. AA, he's back. We got him.
Sorry. Oh, God. I tell you what, me and you, Dave, have had more tech trouble trying to get this bloody stream together than I've ever experienced. Oh, yeah. It's like the big man upstairs is trying to like stop this
trying to foil our plans.
It's not the big man. It's evil. It's Satan. It's the dark forces. Who are the dark gods in the in the Odinic tradition? I don't know, but how are you doing, Dave? Sorry,
I'm doing good, sir. I was just explaining to your audience about kind of what we're doing today and who I am, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking about going into video games and why we're getting into video games. But I don't want to steal your show too much longer, so you can go ahead and do your introduction.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Deepest Law. Sorry for that. Literally, as we came on air, my internet just had an outage. I don't know why. At the minute, I'm having these little outages for like 2 or 3 minutes at a time. It's pretty annoying actually, because I don't know. It started happening, and it started happening just as I got rid of my other internet. I was paying like £40 a month for another internet that I never used. And sod's law, as soon as I got rid of it, this one started playing up. You know, that's how it goes, I guess. But yes, welcome. I'm going to be talking to Dave in a moment, as probably he's already told you. I got to pay the bills here, so I'll just remind people to buy my courses at the academic agency, especially the Trivium, foundations of writing, logic, rhetoric, and research. Increasingly, given the general levels of ignorance I see all around me, I'm thinking I might just do the foundations of like general knowledge, where I just kind of tediously explain from the ground up all knowledge, because I don't know, it's getting to the point where these kids know so little. You know, Laurel and Hardy, Dave, right? You don't have to be like a big Laurel and Hardy fan. You know who they are, right? Just by being a person in the world. Like, I mean, how do you not know who Laurel and Hardy is, for God's sake?
Wait, what is it?
Laurel and Hardy, you know, the comedy duo from the 1930s and 40s.
Nah, I've never heard of them. Maybe I should take your course.
Anyway, do that. I'll also remind people that Unpopular Opinions and Cigar Stream are now available on Substack as a podcast and on iTunes in audio form. And just this morning, YouTube told me that there's a new feature on YouTube where there's a podcast tab. So if you go on, you can find all my shows very quickly. If you go on the Academic Agent channel, you'll see a podcast tab there, and you can see my three weekly shows are there. Anyway, without further ado, Dave, I'm going to be actually playtesting this game, Grim Earth, that you've made. I put the donation link in the show notes. Just while I'm getting this up and running, how far along are you guys completing this game?
So as we're going to play today, we have the demo completed. Now, the demo that you're about to play is like a few versions back. We've made quite a bit of progress since the demo has come out. The demo is pretty much just a proof of concept to show, hey, we can make a video game. This is generally the kind of game that we're going for. Obviously, the full game is going to be quite a bit different. There's going to be a lot more added. There's going to be more characters, more monsters, more levels, et cetera, et cetera. But the demo itself is going to feature, it's going to kind of give you a general idea of how the combat's going to work, all that kind of stuff. But right now we are working on, we don't really blow it out because we are a four-man team. That's it. It's me. A fellow named Fornall, who's the programmer, the lead developer, Arturi Cavella, who I saw in the chat, he does the art, and then the music is all done by a fellow named Luke Mason, who does a one-man metal band called Imminent Rain.
And that's what we're listening to right now, right? You can all hear that. Is that too loud? Do I have to...
No, I think that's good.
Yeah. Is that all good? Okay, so... Here we are. I'm just going to make it go full screen in the show notes, so you can. There you go. Here we are, and I've got an Xbox 360 controller here, so I'm just going to start a new game. Yeah.
There we go.
So.
Yep, I did a lot of the voice work on this, so you'll hear announcer go like, you have entered this, or you are dying. This is modeled very closely after games like Gauntlet Legends for the OG millennial lords that are out there listening that remember a game like Gauntlet Legends or Golden Axe or something like Diablo or Dynasty Warriors. Just old school arcade style action RPG. You fight all kinds of monsters, and that's about it. The combat is pretty straightforward and simple. You have three main attacks. You have your basic attack, which goes all the time. You have a magic attack, which for the barbarian here, it's an attack called Giga Slash. It is an arcing kind of attack where it's, you know, you hit multiple enemies in front of you in a crescent shape. And then you also have a legendary attack, which is called Deathquake, where he leaps up in the air and smashes the ground and sends out a cone of rock that destroys everything in front of him. Go ahead, Mr. A.
I was going to say, I grew up in a seaside town where there was an arcade, or lots of arcades we had. Thinking back, they were kind of like living museums in a way, because they had games going right back to the 80s. But, there was that whole genre of the side-scrolling beat-em-up, right? The Final Fight and Golden Axe. And I remember, so far this is reminding me a little bit of, do you remember there was like a D&D, I think Capcom made it, like a D&D, like it was like Golden Axe, but it was D&D.
Are you talking Mystara, Legends of Mystara or something like that?
Exactly, yeah. That they had everything in those arcades. So I kind of grew up playing games a bit like this.
Also, the controls, the button mapping that's kind of set in there, I find it a little bit weird. So if you want to go into controls and find a button mapping that's a little bit better, if you don't like this one.
No, I'm all right. It's the A button here. How am I doing so far? All right.
Doing good. Just make sure there's a dodge button. You're gonna have to really lean on the dodge.
Here's okay, which one's the dodge?
I can't remember.
All right, I'll have a look in a minute.
Also, make sure you always destroy the spawners.
Okay. That's where those little hats they were coming out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a look. Input options, is it?
Yeah. They're named Zoom after our different playtesters.
Yeah. Move skill. Is that the dodge?
That should be the dodge.
The right button, yeah?
I prefer to have the dodge button on the B, because it feels like a Dark Souls or... Conan Exiles, or
okay.
It's up to you, though.
Magic attack. Well, I'll just stick with this for the time being. Just oh shit! I used a weapon there. Right, there's the dodge. Yeah. There's the dodge. All right.
Yeah, the dodge will actually push and do damage to enemies.
Okay. Right. Okay, where are we? I can zoom in and zoom out with ease. Okay, all right. Am I going the right way here? Oh, right, here we are.
I also voiced all the goblins.
That's you? That's So is there a story, Dave? Like, is there some lore behind this? Like, who is this guy? Who are these goblins?
So we wanted to keep the... I feel that in modern video games, like, everything has way too much lore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can just play just a very basic game. It has a scrolling text of lore about this game. I just played some sort of roguelite, what was it called? The 2D bit art or whatever, like retro style game.
Yeah.
And the game starts out, there's no, you go in a circle and you it's a roguelite, right? And there's this scroll of text, like 1,000 words of lore. Like, do we even need that? So I think that there's too much lore. So we're going very lore light. And the lore that you pick up from this game is going to be generally just from interacting with NPCs, just what you get, just very basic. So the story of this game is this is actually based off of a world that I actually write stories in, which is called Grim Earth. And for folks that read the Bizarrechives, will be familiar with my character Lucius Lex, the sword and sorcery stories that I write. This is in his world, and pretty much Grim Earth is a kind of a grim, dark, weird, dark fantasy kind of place. The story of this game in particular is that there is a dark sorcerer named Necron. You know, it's a love letter to the old Fire and Ice animated movie, for folks that remember that. Necron has come from a faraway land, and now he has corrupted all of the realm, and he has amassed legions of monsters and bad guys and everything, and all the people of Grim Earth need heroes, and you are among the heroes that are coming to massacre all the monsters and kill Necron. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, no, am I going the wrong way here?
I think you can control the camera with the right joystick if you want to like zoom out a little bit, give yourself some more.
Okay. Yes, one of my bugbears actually is too much backstory in, I mean, not just games and everything. It's like I've been looking into Mario lore recently, and I think part of the thrill of it is that there's no, like, you know, the lore is so sparse, so people piece it together themselves, you know. You know, there's just like a couple of
You gotta go back. I think there's like a ladder or something that goes somewhere.
Oh, coming up.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so I'd agree. There's generally too much lore in everything. And I actually prefer it when lore is a little bit more kind of enigmatic, if that makes any sense, where you just kind of piece it together yourself or whatever. So.
Yeah, and you know what? There's time in it. If you're playing an RPG, like there's certain RPGs I absolutely adore. An RPG is a time for you to, you know, really unload the lore and do world building and all that kind of stuff. But I feel that it has gotten too much, right? There, certain games just don't need that. If you play the old Doom games, which were just brilliant, there's no lore. It's you know, hell mouth is opened in space or something, and now there's demons and aliens and shit. Now you got to go kill them. That's all you need for that style of game. And this kind of like turning everything into an RPG is just not really something that I wanted to do. I wanted to kind of just take a step back and do something that's casual fun, make something that folks can just turn on and play. It's something that's challenging. There's no fetch quests or anything like that. It's just, you could play as long as you want to play, kill as much as you want to kill, and then that's it. You could shut it down if you want.
I mean, I have to say, even some of the old RPGs, which were extremely lore rich, didn't shove it down your throat. You know, like I mean, two examples I give is like Morrowind. Oh, you're on a boat, go. And then if you want to read those books and things, it's all there, right? So you get the impression of a rich world, but it doesn't like shove it down your throat. And
you're a little lost there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this ladder that you mentioned.
Yeah, I think there's a ladder that walked. It's like should be there.
Is it here?
No, it's
through here maybe.
This game has all kinds of traps. There's collapsing bridges. There's going to be things that throw you off the side of cliffs. It's going to be mayhem. You're kind of still in the beginner area here, but once you get into a little bit of the tougher areas, you're going to see.
Well, I mean, I got a friend who played through Dark Souls, and if anybody watched that, one of finding a ladder is probably the biggest challenge for me. Where is this ladder? Let's have a look. I've been down there.
Yeah, it says follow road to gate, open gate. Someone said in the chat. Is that what it said?
Following the road. This road.
Nope, you gotta go the other way.
Oh, there's the ladder. Okay, right.
There we go.
Well, I picked up a key earlier. So no, it's not the one.
There's different kinds of key. That's one thing that that we're adding is we didn't add a key marker, like a key counter on the display. So we got to add that because right now you have no idea how many keys you have.
Where do those critters come from?
Behind you. back the other way there.
Oh, there they are. All right. I mean, presumably these are like level.
You guys
level-
dodge.
Oh, shit, I died. Shit, I died. Unbelievable.
Yeah, there's the spear goblins are pretty tough.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, this will show you where to go.
Okay. So those fuckers who kill me, they're going to get divine retribution in a minute. I might blow some of my specials on them.
Let's do it.
Can't believe I died.
Also, another thing is those like obelisks that are save points. You can go back to them and spend gold and get your health and mana back. Make sure you, when you're fighting, always like dodge. Try to avoid. The dodge does have a cooldown, so keep that in mind. Dodge is like a whole other attack.
I think you might be right, Dave. I might remap that dodge button in a minute. Which one is it? Huh. Oh, how many of these bastards are there? Oh, shit, I died again. Right.
Yeah, this is one of the complaints of the demo was it was a little bit too hard.
Nah, it's not too hard. It's just teething. All right, hold on. By the way, he put it on there, legendary on the triggers. He's put it on the left. The magic attack. Interact. Legendary.
Yeah.
Move skill. All right. Maybe I'll use Zunny's controls then.
Yeah. Those are the ones that a lot of folks prefer. Yeah. But in the full game, there's going to be two other characters. You got the barbarian. You have the archer. And then you have wizard. So very, very classic gauntlet style of characters. That's it. What I was gonna say before we got started is when I started this project, there were some guys that were giving me a little bit of trouble, like, why are you making a video game? Video games are degenerate, video games are this and that, blah blah blah. And what I would say to that is are there young guys out there, are there young people out there that are probably older people that spend way too much time playing video games? Yes, absolutely. Should people go outside and go to the gym and do things more? Yes, absolutely. But here's the fact of the matter. If you are like under the age of 40, you have spent a significant amount of your youth, your pastime and your youth playing video games. I had video games since I was a little kid. I can't remember a time before video games. I played original Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, PlayStation. I played all the consoles. I played computer games. And just about everybody listening did too.
Oh, for the most sake. Right.
Yeah, you got those spear guys are a pain in the balls. I think that there is a power up around there that you can go grab and go whip their ass. That's a tough spot, them spear goblins, because they stand back. That was my invention, the spear goblins. They stand back at range, and while you're getting attacked by the little guys, they stab you from afar. They're a pain in the balls. What I was saying with the video games, here's a deal. Here's the reality of video games. And this is what we need to really consider if we want to be effective in what we're doing in the culture war. Video games are the number one medium that people consume by far. Combine films, combine literature, combine all of it, and video games is still like five times more. More people play video games than they absorb any other type of media. If we don't make video games, they will, and we know what they do. I was just reading in the chat earlier, somebody said that there was a leak from Grand Theft Auto 6, and it's super woke, right? They're going to keep doing this. These AAA games are going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And there's, you know, the bottom line is that AAA games stink. Let's be honest here. A lot of these AAA games that are coming out are just, you know, put the wokeness, the politics, and the crap aside. They're just not making good games because they're all owned by only a few studios, right? This is a perfect time for us to get in to start making video. And also a lot of these big corporate game makers, these AAA game makers like EA and Ubisoft and everything, they're not doing too good, right? They're losing a lot of money. You know, big time franchises that they made for years and years and years, their sales on them are dwindling. And all of the kind of offbeat, independent kind of games, the games that aren't part of big franchises that people are really, really liking are made by indies. It is the time of indies. We're going into that. Because the technology with creating video games went from being small man teams, going to these big, gigantic, multi-million dollar studios, going back down to small teams again. Look at this. The fact that we're able just to make a 3D game with four guys is incredible. You know what I mean? That's we've never been able to do that, you know, 20 years ago, right? So we are in a place now that software is so good, the entry level is much lower. We can get in here and we can get in here and start making these things because, as I said before, if we don't make them, they will. Do you want your kids playing what they're making, or do you want your kids playing what we're making? Right. So it's an arena we have to at least try to stab into. So this is kind of what we want to do with Grim Earth is we want to create a fun, simple game that's shout out Cult Games, by the way. Our buddies Cult Games made a really awesome 2D side-scroller platformer kind of game. A lot of fun. I actually tested that out on my channel. But for like 3D games, which are pretty tough to make, we're stabbing into it. We have to stab into it, right? This is an arena we have to at least try to get into.
Oh, fuck's sake. Right, you're going to have to tell me where this... sorry, Dave, you're going to have to tell me where this... power up is that I can take out these twats.
Okay, so one thing you can do is you could if you destroy the spawner, if you get behind the spawner and just like use your specials and then just beat it up and destroy it, that'll be better.
Right.
I think there's a power up behind a rock somewhere. Are you really getting snagged on that one part?
Yeah, they're hard.
Yeah, this is a challenging game.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I grew up playing Mega Man 1 and stuff like that, so I don't mind dying 1,000 times, you know. You know, what are they, Ghosts and Goblins, or... no shame in dying 1,000 times, in my view.
They also, we also adjusted the, some of the physics. So the swings, when you play in here, the swing feels like there's a little bit of load up, like there's a little bit of timing or whatever. You gotta run up and get behind that spawner. Get out of there.
Right. Yeah. Wait. Oh shit.
Make sure you dodge. Dodge and run. There you go. Oh, you almost had it there.
Right. So you can hit that spawner from behind the fence, can you?
I think behind the fence or I don't know. You have to try it. You have to figure out a little strategy to do it. You almost got it there though. Lean on your dodge. Lean on your spin. These early levels, you gotta bounce around like a pinball. Try to avoid getting hit as much as possible. And also, if they're run, you could use the dodge as an attack. See, like you could push them around. Right. You got to use some timing and everything like that. But what I was saying earlier, the physics of, if you notice with the swing, there's like a little bit of like a delay time that you have to use some timing. But I guess you can't hit it from behind the fence. You got to too far away. Oh, there you go. Oh, now you're hitting the fence.
Are you getting the fence or the?
I think you're hitting the fence.
Any trees, I will go for. There we go.
Oh, you hit it. Yeah. Now you got to survive these guys. Oh. I love that.
That's there you go. Right.
Nailed it.
Okay, don't have a key, I guess.
Right. You got to find a key. I think I dropped a key. There should be a key underneath that spawner.
Is there?
Nothing there.
Is there a key there? Okay, there's no key. All right.
Do you remember where the obelisk was, the checkpoint?
Yeah, it was back, right?
You might want to go back there and get healed up.
Will those minions come back?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll go back down then.
So yeah, we when I put together the team, I apologize, folks. My voice is a little bit. I had this like lingering cold ever since the big C happened and all the shutdowns. I feel like I'm just like always sick, man. I got this cold that just keeps following me for days. But anyway, when I put this team together, we had a couple guys that came in and out, and a few guys we had to rearrange and stuff like that. Well, you have 500. You don't have
500 gold. I'm a beggar. All right, fair enough.
But when I was putting this team together, I was like, I want to make an old school style game. So I reached out to my buddy Fournol. He's an older guy, game developer from back in the day. I was like, we got to get this guy. I got my buddy Luke, who's another older guy, plays like 80s style heavy metal. He's a very, very talented musician. And then I picked up my buddy Arturi Kivela, who is he's a Finnish guy. He's you guys have probably seen his work on the Bizarre Kives issue 3. He's a tremendous artist. And I just put these guys together. I was like, I want a team of guys that understands my vibe. Right. So I put these guys together. It's just, we had some growing pains. I never produced a video game project before. You know what I mean? So,
what's that, a shield?
That's a shield. Yep. That's a defense power. There's defense power ups. There's attack power ups. There's speed power ups. Big meat, small meat.
Well, I need meat. I need big meat. okay. So I can go over there now. Okay. So I mean, I can hit it from this side? Nope. Or a checkpoint. That's what I need more than anything else.
Yeah. I think the next checkpoint's like right before there's an arena and it's brutal.
I've gone backwards. Okay. Is that meat? Oh no, shit.
It's goblins.
Oh, goblins.
No, you can't die.
There's a checkpoint.
You got 500.
Oh shit, it's the same one.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No.
Right. I've gone back on myself without realizing it.
Yeah, if you mostly if you follow the path, you'll be all right. Oh, there might be some meat.
There
we go. There we go.
Okay. At least I had some meat. Oh, these fuckers come from. Okay. Is the right way?
I believe so. There we go.
It's blocked, though, not.
Oh, no, no, that's the wrong way. Got to go back, go left on the path.
Down here. Is that spawner? More small meat. More small meat. That's mana. Yes.
All right. Okay.
That's good. That's further up here.
How are you feeling about the game so far?
It's good, yeah. It's good. It's very easy to play. Well, I mean, I don't mean the difficulty's easy. I mean, the controls are easy and so on. Very simple. You could just easily pick up and play this with no instructions or anything, which is, again, apart from why you keep on getting lost, which is not the fault of the game. It's just me. all right. Let's have a look. Oh, money. Okay.
Yeah, there are like secrets and everything. There's once in a while you come across like a breakable wall, or there'll be like a little path that you that's kind of off the ways that go in. You can find something. Did you get the? Yeah. I think you were looking for a key. Did you get a key?
No, I think I got. I got money. I think.
Okay, I think I know. Go back up to the gate there. Let's take a. And then you want to go to the gate. Wait, try to open that chest there. I wonder if you got the key for the chest.
Let's have a look.
There's, I believe, if you pop open that chest. No.
Nope.
Okay, go up to the gate. I think I remember this.
Okay.
And then you want to bear left and follow the wall, I think.
It's not through the gate, but.
No. Bear left at the gate, follow the wall there. There might be like secret passage or something.
Here we are. Money. Goblins. Oh no, I thought we'd been there. Small meat. There's the key. There's the key. Look.
That chest key. There you go.
Right. All right.
Right. Goib New says a map menu would possibly be a useful addition. That's right. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Once you get out of the forest area here, most of it is actually pretty linear. So, nice. Getting lost is a little bit tougher, you'll see. If you can get past the arena.
Now I've got the iron key.
All right.
And now we'll open the gate.
Yep.
There we go. Is this the arena here?
We'll see. There should be a checkpoint coming up.
Much needed checkpoint. There it is. There we go.
Okay, before you jump off, there's a few. What's that? It's a spell book. That's for your mana. Pick that up, and then look to your right. There might be a power up over there on the wall or something. Yeah. What's that?
Oh, that's meat.
All right. Good luck.
This is it. This is the arena.
Yep. This is the arena.
Right, strategy. Let's go in behind one of these things.
Yeah. Don't forget to dodge. Meet.
What's that?
Yeah. Damage boost.
Shit. No.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to, once you spawn, grab everything, run up to that and grab your damage boost, because there's a rage bonus For every 5 enemies that you kill, it stacks and gives you extra defense and attack. So run up there, get that boost, and just start slaying. There you go. Keep the chain going. Yeah. Get up, destroy that spawner there.
Oh, wasn't going bad for a while.
Nah, you're okay. Doing good.
I have to get up there quicker, I think.
You have entered the cliffs of Tarnak.
Right, come on, come on, come on. Go straight there, go straight there. Ah, oh, get away. Oh, shit. I was a bit laissez-faire there. I need to attack more.
You have entered the cliffs of Tarnak.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
What was kidding? Was I being shot there? Why was I losing so much health? I was being shot, was I?
Yeah, the spear goblins also throw spears.
You bastards. Oh no, it's the trap. It's the trap. There's a trap in that spot there. Can you see?
Yeah,
I was being spiked to death.
There's way more traps too. When you get there's like fire traps and all kind of stuff.
Oh. Okay, all right. However, I'm gonna continue this strategy of the full frontal assault on this place. Something's killing me there. I'm getting an instant death, I feel.
Yeah, you did better when you were when you kind of like did a little bit of killing before you.
Maybe I'll go back here. Yes.
Don't forget about your other your magic attack, which is the Giga Slash. That costs less and it's good for crowd control. Oh shit.
Right. Which one's that? The LB, right?
I can't remember. It's the one where you spin around.
Alright. Maybe I try that one more.
Oh, those spears are gnarly.
Pick me.
You have become
more. 50 kill streak. Yeah.
No.
There you go. All
right. I can die, you bastard. All right. Small meat.
Spear goblins are dicks.
I did get a third one though, but that third one is hard, man.
You have entered the cliffs of time.
I think I got that. Oh, shit, I haven't got it. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
No.
You have become one.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on. Right. 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 Come on.
God, get out of there. Get out of there.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. All right.
Getting
all right.
Close. You're getting close.
Getting closer, aren't we?
You have entered the cliffs. Right.
What do you guys in the chat think? What do you guys think about this? Four guys got together and made this little demo here. We have a lot of big plans for this game. We have quite a few levels envisioned. We want to do like a Lovecraftian kind of level. We want to do one where there's, you know, we got a lot of ideas. I don't want to roll too many out.
Those little spear fuckers, I'm telling you.
And if you guys want to play this, you want to play the demo and play test, if you go over to the donation link, if somebody wants to drop the donation link in there, you can go over, donate. If you donate $25, you get the demo. You get all the tiers are on there, and you can hop in. We have a Discord where you can come in and talk with the developers and watch as we develop and make music and do all the stuff that we do and hang out and make suggestions and kind of join the journey with us and give, you know, become part of the development. So
come on, get the meat. Oh, you little fuck. Oh, there's another one down there. Is there another hut down there? Fucking hell.
Yeah, there's a small one down there.
Right, maybe I need to take that one out as well then. Right.
Oh no.
Okay, this is okay.
Yeah, make sure you dodge.
This is not going to go well. Oh, I lost too much health on there. Phew. They didn't drop any meat that time.
King Anus says, need more diversity in character select. I don't know about that, Bob.
Right, I went for that one first this time because it was causing me issues.
Yeah.
Now.
Shield, all right.
This is it. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's going to happen. Die, you fucker. Die. Right. Right.
All right.
This is it. The moment of truth. Right.
The meat.
Victory is ours.
Oh man, you did it. Get away from those spikes. You got the key, go over and unlock the gate.
Right, where's the gate?
Oh, I think it automatically opened.
Where is it behind? Am I being stupid? Where's the gate? Oh,
right there.
I made it. Look, checkpoint. Okay.
Got those little cut scenes to kind of give you an idea of where you got to go and what the place looks like. And if you keep an eye out, there's little, there'll be graffiti on the walls that kind of will point arrows and kind of tell you where to go sometimes. Yeah, get that checkpoint.
I'm very low on health here.
You can go buy some health, yeah.
Maybe I should.
There you go.
Okay. Two iron keys, all right. Oop.
There's a... a secret area in here.
Oh, fuck. I didn't search for secret doors and traps. Rookie error, schoolboy error.
Yeah, for that one, you gotta, when you hit the... Oh, you forgot to...
I started off on low health. Sorry, I have to do that again.
It's all good. Yeah, on that chest, you just have to, when you hit the chest, you just have to dodge real quick. Dodge.
Oh, too late, too late, too late. Oh, man.
$4 dev suggested that when the rock drops, if it hits you and you die, it should have a special one that says, "You rock."
Yeah, very good.
If I got killed by that rock and that corny joke dropped on me, I would be so mad.
Right. Now, the trigger for it is it? If I just do it.
Dodge.
I'd like them apples, eh?
Huh? There you go.
All right. Okay, there's the iron key. Right, where are we?
Good luck. Gotta dodge all this. There you go.
Come on.
Yeah, you're really starting to get the hang of it now.
Yeah. That arena is a bit of a training zone. Gets your fundamentals down.
Yeah, that's gonna drop you back down to the where you were.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can I jump?
No, there's a way you gotta walk back up. Maybe that he made it so you had to drop back down after you did that. I can't remember.
So if you
go for the gold, then...
Oh, shit. Fuck. All right. Have I been punished for being too greedy here?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Meat. Yes.
I love how the enemies just like ragdoll, their corpses just fly everywhere. Yeah. I think that needs a lever. Speed boost. You're going backwards.
Okay. Surely I can't drop down there.
No. You gotta turn that way. Yep. Did you get a key? Oh, you gotta go back down to the other.
Down here somewhere?
Yeah. Remember that first key gate, iron gate?
Oh, back through there? Surely not.
Yeah. I think you can go back up and jump down.
For fuck's sake.
Did that just launch you?
Yeah.
Barbarian needs food. Oh, no.
I like how he says barbarian needs food. It's funny. Okay. Right. Okay. Meat is down there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the checkpoint this came from, right?
Yep. You kind of did like a little circle there.
Yeah, I was just doing some exploring, I guess. Okay. I have to go down here. Do my...
I missed you.
Okay. There's the iron key. So that I saw there was two doors down there. Maybe I should open the other one. What happens if I open the other one? There's one with the spikes, but was there another one? I feel like there was another door down here somewhere. This one.
Mm.
And there's another iron key.
There you go.
There you go.
And there's a lever.
There's the lever. I pulled it, yeah?
Yep.
Now I can go through.
See if there's anything in the area. Fornol likes to hide little.
Let's back out the way we came, right? Some money. Okay. Right.
Now if anybody in the chat has any questions for me in regards to like the development or anything like that, or I'd be happy to answer them. And folks that are interested in supporting this and checking out the demo and trying it for yourselves, it's on computer. It's on PC only right now. It requires a controller or a working controller. It is you can play it with keyboard and mouse, but it's really wonky. It's not supported for keyboard and mouse yet. But if you want to support it, the donation link is in the thing, and go over there and donate. For $25, you can get in on the ground floor and come into the Discord and see as we're developing and hang out and play test along with us and give suggestions. Sort of become part of the development team, which is I thought was a pretty cool option to kind of make it a community thing. You know, skip that gold. Never mind. Lomax says, is it made in Unity? No, this is made using Unreal Engine. This is Unreal Engine 4, I believe. Carl asks, when will it release? We're hoping if we could get our funding, our first phase of funding is we're about 20% there. So if we could get to our full amount or more, if we could get over our amount that we have on our website, right now we're asking for 10,000, which is, you know, in the grand scheme of game development is nothing, right? So if we could get into 15, 20 grand, we could have it done by the end of the year. So for when will it release? Carl says, or when will it release? We're hoping to have it out by Yuletide, by Christmas time. Somebody else asked about Steam Deck support. I would love to get Steam Deck support. I would love to do that. I would love to have it available on the Steam Deck. Also, your dodge will knock them off the edge if you ever want to just like push people off the edge. That's a going strategy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
All right. Should we leave it there, Dave? Or do you want to, should I carry on or what?
It's completely up to you.
Maybe I'll have one more go. One more go.
Yeah, have one more go. And the first time you play, it's like, you know, you got to get used to controls. You got to, you know, it's not a lot of learning curve, but there's a little learning curve. Maria says, which character will be a hot woman, the archer or the wizard? All of the characters are actually men.
Brilliant. There he is. Lure him out.
We did have an idea for a fourth character, but, you know, we didn't get around to it. We're hoping that maybe it'll come out the second game, or maybe we'll have it as an add-on or something like that. We were going to add like a crusader or a knight kind of character, because we have one melee character and then two range characters. Figured we'd even it out with another melee character. We figured the three is good for now, but because the barbarian is he's kind of low defense, high movement, and high damage, we were thinking about having a knight, like an armored character that has high defense. But the archer and the wizard are going to be in the full game.
So will the wizard cast spells or?
Yep, wizard is he's going to function kind of like the barbarian, but he's going to be very crowd control like. We're going to see. We're still working with him. We're toying with the different attacks and everything like that. And people are asking about a female character. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you're sending heroes off to save the world, I don't know why you would send a woman to go save. You know, I mean, she's got a. Why would you send a woman to go fight hordes of goblins and everything like that? I don't know. It just sounds silly to me. I always thought it was the. In the 80s, when you played games like Golden Axe and you had like the hot babe barbarian, that was sort of like a gimmick, you know, it was like a horn dog gimmick and all that kind of stuff. But now feminism has happened and all this stuff has happened. And like every game that you pick up now off of Steam or wherever has girl boss protagonists. We just don't need it. You know what I mean? It's just not, you know.
I really hate it when they force you to have a female character as well.
I think there's something damaging about all these guys playing female characters. I don't play a game. If they force me to play a woman character, you know, nothing against women. I love women. I'm married to a woman, but I'm not playing as a girl, period. I will not play your game if you force me to be a girl.
Yeah, I know that as well. Okay. Oh, I've done this in the wrong order again.
Oh, geez. Yeah, Nick S says he only plays humans in fantasy games. Yeah, I am of a similar mind. I only really play humans. I don't really play fantasy.
Yeah, I'm the same. Isn't that weird? I always play as a human. human, a white human male.
Exactly.
Call me old fashioned.
Yeah. Dr. Prepper says girl player character to trans pipeline. I think that there is. I do believe that. I believe that there's a few different things that contribute to that. Too much anime. I think anime trunes people out. Yeah. And I think that I see I first started seeing it, like, you know, about 10 years ago, all these guys playing these female characters. They'd mod their games to play these female characters. And before you know it, they have female profiles. And then, you know, it's not that far-fetched to think that doing that, assuming this female character, eventually makes you start thinking that you're a female.
Yeah. You know? Well, I told a story recently, Dave, where I was at this stately home, believe it or not, visiting as a tourist, you know. I saw, for the first time in my life, I saw a group of three troons, right? Three troons all together. Oh no, I've been through there. That's the spike one, right?
Yeah, I think I could go down and... Did you do the lever?
I did it in the wrong order, unfortunately. Oh, geez. I forgot to pick up the bloody key. But you can still come down here, though. There's the key.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I saw a group of three troons couple of weeks back. And the thing that I noticed is that all three of them were D&D nerds, right? They were clearly RPG gamers, right? They were, you know, one of them had a bag of holding, and, you know, I could tell by their kind of unkempt hair and their nerdish voices and so on that these were people who came from the world of gaming. So I definitely think there's something to it where, you know, playing as female characters there's a pipeline. I think there's an RPG to Troon pipeline, and the whole idea of being like, customizing your character so that now I'm a fairy, I'm a fairy halfling wizard or something. You know, it's the same logic, right? You can choose your own identity.
Yeah,
etc. Yeah,
there's this entire problem with modern fantasy that, well, firstly, it starts with, so if you go back to the originators of fantasy, Lord Dunsany, Robert E. Howard, later on you have Tolkien, right? These guys were building fantasy off of source material. They were reading Beowulf, they were reading King Arthur, they were reading the Eddas, they were reading, you know, all of the actual source material. These were students of history, right? Later on, when you get into things like Wheel of Time, Game of Thrones, blah, 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 these guys built fantasy off of fantasy. So now you have these multiple generations of fantasy building off of fantasy. It gets so separated from the source material that it just becomes bizarre. And the modern creators of fantasy, we all know how liberals are. They cannot think outside of their paradigm. I don't know if it's consciously like, oh, this is a heresy to do so, or if they don't have the capacity to do so. So what they create are these worlds that me and my boys call Seattle with Elves. They create Seattle with Elves over and over again. These multicultural like urban hubs, these metropolises that have elves falling in love with orcs, and, you know, all of this kind of, and it just becomes this bizarre multicultural nonsense. And that's what modern fantasy becomes, right? It's this, none of the races actually matter. None of the cultures actually matter. None of the deities actually matter. Nothing actually matters in the setting. It's all just kind of, you know, aesthetic character options. And this is kind of what, you know, modern people view at their identities as, you know, gender, et cetera, race is all just kind of aesthetic character options for them. So there is a very real connection. It goes into, like, these things are all propositions, right? You and Mr. Mike from Imperium talk about this a lot, that these things are just propositional identities. They're just propositions. They're just ideas. They're abstractions. They're not organic.
Yeah. A few years back, Dave, I played D&D 4 with some friends, and it really annoyed me because basically every character is like a shit nerfed mage. It's like there's, you know, everybody can do kind of everything, you know, and every, but it just made every class feel generic as opposed to specialized, right? Which is how it used to be in the day. Like, you know, wizard should not be able to wear bloody chainmail armor or whatever, you know, unless you get a magic elf one or whatever. So
yeah, it's role playing. You play a role and the role is specified, right? If you play and here's the thing is these creatures that are in the D&D sphere now, they are so drastically different than the people I played with when I was younger. You know what I mean? The guys that I played with when I was like, you had like, you know, you're kind of like, they were just kind of bros. You know what I mean? They were like sword and sorcery bros. So these people, I don't know where they came from. I don't know if they were always there, and maybe I just in my little podunk redneck have that, or if they have infested it in recent times. I have no idea where they come from. But you're right. I like the old worlds where magic is weird and mysterious. It's low magic, and there's only a couple people that can do it. If they do it, they're probably kind of scary. They're on another level, right? I like where there's humans, and if there are other races, they're in the darkness. There's only magic weapons aren't everywhere. You can't just find magic weapons. It's like in the setting, there are named legendary weapons like the Excalibur and so forth.
Exactly, yes. Rather than finding them in every single chest or whatever, I agree, Dave. All right, so just before we get out of here, where can people find this game and how can they donate and so on? Just tell them one last time.
Sure. The link should be in the description there. If somebody wants to share the link again, it is the Bizarrechives. It's on my Bizarrechives site, thebizarrechives.com/donations/Grimearth. So you can go over there. There's different tiers, you know, $25 or up. You can get into the Discord and play test with us and help contribute and all that kind of stuff. So help us reach our goal and help us. This is going to be the first 3D game that comes out of our spheres. And I'm hoping that in there's other game projects that are going on now, but I'm hoping this leads to a kind of thrust into this idea of trying to get into creation of games and build different industries, right? Our own industries, our own institutions that create art and create culture and stuff like that. So go over there, donate. If you want to check out the other stuff I'm doing, you go to thebizarrechives.com and buy books. Follow us on Twitter and Telegram at thebizarrechives. Or you can check out my podcast that I do with Mike from Imperium Press, Culture Dads, which is over there at imperiumpress.org/podcasts.
You did a great one recently about Genghis Khan and that film Mongol. Mm. I've never seen that film Mongol. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a fantastic film.
There are actually a couple of super chats. Base Shaman says, what are some features this game has that other top downs don't?
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit.
I said there are actually a few super chats here, Dave. Base Shaman says, features this game has that other top downs don't.
It's not really a top down. It's a third person action adventure arcade RPG. It doesn't really have, here's the thing. It's not really, there's not really any big innovations with it. It's kind of all of the old stuff that we like from games put together to create something that is just tried and true. I think that there's too much obsession with novelty nowadays. And I think that there's not enough people that are willing to kind of just follow the tradition and do the good old thing and just make something that everybody knows is going to be good. Right. There's nothing against innovation. I think if you have a good innovation, you should roll with it. But I think that there's too much obsession with novelty, and this bleeds over into everything. Everybody wants the hottest take. Everybody wants the new this, the new that. We have this obsession with newness, and what happens, especially when we're talking about in discourse, we end up chasing these new takes over and over again and kind of following these Johnny Hot Takes guys away from just very foundational understandings and having to reconsider foundational truths all the time. So I think that the modern fetish with novelty and newness is a little bit overdone. So I didn't want to do anything too new. I wanted to take everything that I like and put it into one thing.
I happen to agree with that. Ages ago, I wrote a Substack piece where I talked at length about this. I was arguing against a certain individual who I won't name, but The piece is called The Problem with Theory, right? The Problem with Theory, where I was basically explaining, like people saying, oh, you know, A, you know, he's got nothing original. Well, it's like, we don't do original things. There's nothing new under the sun, right? We need to rediscover old truths. That's what we do on our side of things. We don't, you know, novelty and quote unquote originality, I think kind of belong to the other, like the whole idea of utopian thinking, right? In my view, should belong to the other side.
I consider it internalized progressivism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I'd encourage people to read that old piece of mine, The Problem with Theory. There's a couple more super chats here. Machiavelli Sucks to Go says, I only want a woman that is pleasant and reliable. I have nothing to learn from them. So okay. There we go. Nick S says, what does it take for art or game that makes it part of something our thing? Tragic View seems appropriate for the Children of the Winter.
You're cutting out again a little bit there for me.
Sorry, Nick S says, what does it take for art or games to make it something part of our thing?
Mm-hmm.
The Tragic View seems appropriate for the Children of the Winter.
So this might not completely answer your question, but I take the stance that you should not try to create, like if say you're a right winger, you should not come out with the aim to make right wing art. You should just be a right winger that makes good art. And if you make good art, what you feel and think about the world, your worldview will be represented in your art, whether you know it or not, or think about it or not. So I don't think that there should be a strategy to make right-wing or nationalist art or anything like that. I think you should just create art and try to create good art. And if you have those views, it will shine in your art, whether you know it or not. So I'm very, very against propaganda in art and entertainment. I think it completely breaks the immersion. There's this kind of view that because our enemies create propaganda, then we should create counter propaganda. Well, the reason that they're hemorrhaging money and everybody hates them is because of the propaganda. All we have to do is be sensible centrists, right? And just create good stuff. Just create good stuff. You know, you can really just revolt against their thing by writing a story that has a muscular, handsome hero saving a beautiful girl, right? That is against them. You would think it's, oh, well, that's just regular. That's just mundane. Yes, they're against the natural and the healthy and the wholesome and the regular and the mundane. They're against nature. All you have to do is just be regular.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And in fact, when right wingers have, I mean, a typical complaint is that people make right wing stuff and then nobody watches it. But if it's like who's that guy here, Lawrence Fox, you know, he starred in a few kind of quote unquote right wing movies and so on, but it comes across as cringy if you're going out of your way to make something quote unquote based, right? It kind of makes it cringy. Because it's didactic. That's what you're getting at, Dave, right? Mm. You don't want your art to be didactic or to be hammering you over the head with some sort of, moral edict or something, right? You just let it speak for itself. And all the best art has done that. The Earl of Winterstoke says, AA, what happened to that game with Evola? I basically got really busy and but then kind of lost interest doing it. So maybe one day I'll get back to that. It was kind of, or I'll release it unfinished or whatever. But that was more of a kind of little tongue in cheek side project that I did. Yes, I will. We can get back to that another time. All right, and I think that is it for the Super Chats. Dave, thank you very much for coming. I will just remind people, buy my courses on the Academic Agency, especially the Trivium. Nick S., you need it more than anyone else, judging by your Super Chats, sir. But anyway, thank you very much. And I'll be back next week, next Monday night, with the Cigar Stream. Bye-bye.
What goes on in this town is none of your business.
As long as I'm living here, it is.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Well, that's easy.